Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it's that time of the year. We talked yesterday about the stresses that the season can bring on for people, in addition to the normal ones that we think about. You know, you're inside with loved ones at an emotional time of year for many. And there's another level of this that we often don't think about, and that's with folks who have experienced PTSD and issues surrounding that. And we're fortunate today to have Carol Berg with us. This is someone with the Virginia Department of Veterans Services, which I work with my company, Spring Story. And Carol is the director of Virginia Veteran and Family Support. And good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
I think you have a great message for people, because this is something that we think about at other times of year, but there's some special things for us to consider at the holidays. And why don't you just start out by painting the picture for us?
Well, sure. One of the things I think it's important to remember, too, is that post-traumatic stress, you know, anybody can have post-traumatic stress, because it's basically a normal reaction to an abnormal situation. A lot of times people will categorize PTSD for someone who's in the military or has been to combat. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's very prevalent in our community, and a lot of people are experiencing it. So it does create challenges over the holidays, because a lot of people find it difficult to adjust to everything that's going on. So sometimes it increases the stress level.
Is it because the routine is out of whack, or we're around people that we're not used to being around for long periods of time? What is it about the holidays that does that?
I think it's a combination of things. Oftentimes, people with post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, they sort of know their triggers. They know things that are going to make life a challenge for them. But oftentimes when we're out at the holiday times with family and friends and in big gatherings or going to church and things like that, the settings change, and oftentimes somebody with PTSD has to be a little bit more mindful of their triggers, and oftentimes these triggers will go off one after another. So they could be in a large room, or they could be in an area with a loud music or loud sounds, or they could be smelling different things that might be a trigger for them, that all of a sudden all of these things are impacting them at the same time. So it's really important for somebody with post-traumatic stress to talk with their family and friends about how they're feeling. And oftentimes give them a heads up that, you know, I'm a little bit challenged, I'm a little bit concerned about, you know, us going out. I'm just letting you know that this is a stressful time for me.
I was about to ask, you know, because a lot of times you may be around people who are dealing with that without you knowing, and a lot of people keep health information or some of that information they might consider private or personal. What you're saying is that if someone does have that, does deal with that, that they need to let people around them know.
I think that would be helpful if they're able to do that. Oftentimes somebody with PTSD, though, isn't open to sharing their situation. But we also have to be mindful of our own observations of people around us. We don't want to push somebody to talk. Mm-hmm. So if we notice that somebody is a little bit withdrawn or holding back, you know, we also don't want to be prodding. Are you okay? Is everything okay? You know, what's going on? Oh, I know you're a combat veteran. Tell me about your time in service. Sometimes by asking too many questions or pushing too hard and not reading the person's signals, oftentimes that can make it more challenging for someone.
What are some other things that we should stay away from saying to a person. I would imagine things like, oh, it's fine, you'll be okay, or don't worry about it. What are some things like that?
Well, you know, for a lot of our individuals, they know what they need to do. So we, you know, I know when somebody's coming up to me and saying the same things that you've just mentioned, you know, sometimes I want to just, like, you know, smack them in the face a little bit and say, you know, step away from my space. I'm okay. I think it's more like the pushing. You know, yeah. What can I get you? You know, do you want to take a walk? Let's go take a break. Why don't we go over here where it's a little bit quieter so we can sit for a little bit? If you see that somebody is having some challenges, see about possibly pulling them away from that that atmosphere that's making it a little bit difficult for them. Or maybe ask them, you know, I wanted to show you something. Let me take you over here and see if what you can do is to keep them from becoming overwhelmed. So it's not so much what you're saying to a person, it's how are you dealing with that person. You know, are you sensing what they're feeling and not saying and working with it, or are you feeling compelled, like a lot of us do, to always talk about it? Do we always want to say something?
And that
sometimes
happens because people are nervous and they don't know what to do, and they feel we all feel like we have a little bit of a psychologist in us. Well, we know what to say, but we really may not. And it sounds like one of the things you're advising is to help get the person out of the spotlight, to draw the attention away from them, take them over. So let me show you, like you said, let me show you something over here.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not so much just talking to them and making sure you're keeping conversation. Sometimes it's, let's go take a look. I think there's a football game or a basketball game on, where that's going to create an environment where they can sit with people or sit with someone, but they don't have to constantly be engaged in conversation. Or, you know, let's play a game. Or let's go grab a plate and sit down and eat. You don't necessarily always have to be talking.
Right.
But it's also encouraging for them to know that people are reading them and people are understanding of them and not necessarily looking at them like they have a problem.
In our last few seconds here, are there any online resources or phone numbers that people can call if it does become an issue and they need some guidance?
Sure. I think a couple of the three things that I would just sort of close up with is, encourage those with PTSD to get plenty of rest. Make sure that they're going easy on the alcohol if possible without making it a big issue, but also encouraging them to know that you're there. Somebody is there to help you. There is a crisis hotline. We disseminate the phone number for our veterans, but they can call if someone is having a challenge or if they're having a challenge. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 1-800-273-8255. And if they press the number 1, they can speak to someone who is a veteran and can help them, or someone that is related to military service. But this is a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year crisis line. And it's not just for veterans, but it's for anyone.
Really helpful information. Thank you so much. Carol Berg, happy holidays to you. Director of Virginia Veteran and Family Support for the Department of Veteran Services. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Jason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.